Get up in the evening feeling like Craig Thompson. Yeah. Grab my laptop, set up my mic, I'm gonna rant and rave some. Before I record, grab a glass of Coke and Jack. Cause when we begin recording, I know I'm not refilling that. Talking previewing all the games, analyzing stats and plays, laughing, poking fun at names. Jeremy reads and quotes Phil Steele zine, pulling up numbers and reads, starting to get a bit off topic, see? What? Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the games not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're biased against your team and we make that clear. Don't get paid, don't ever fade, cause we're already here. Talk about hoops and football, cause we got all the swagger. Sometimes guests come on the show, but we never have Mick Jagger. All the writers cramping up, Matt's throwing his arms up, Kyle's got all the funny stuff. We go until ESPN shuts us down, or Mountain West hunts us down. Mountain West shuts us down, nobody's gonna shut us down. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now.
All right, welcome to the show. I apparently double played something, so if there was a little bit of delay there, I apologize for that. Jeremy Moss here hanging out. Talking hoops, that was our intros back, one of our latest ones by our good buddy Chris. Chris will not be joining us tonight. Hoops is outside of our – we do our best with hoops, but he's busy, so we're going to bring in Matthew Bain momentarily. But in the meantime, as I figure out what happened to why I don't see him in our show, check us out, mwcconnection.com. Check us out on Twitter, MWC Connection, Facebook, all the same, and Mountain West Connection, search all that stuff, and we are good to go. Oh, yeah. Oh, Matthew's hilarious. Let me send a message here if he's listening, telling him that there is a Skype link to call into the show. Very professional that we have here. But what we're going to be talking about this week, another week of Mountain West basketball. We will get into Jerry Tarkanian passing, which is unfortunate. We will also discuss San Diego State. Are they the front runner for the Mountain West? Seems like it, since there's no longer a big tie or anything at top of the Mountain West. There's not, what, four teams with the two or three losses as there were last week. Aztecs, we can kind of go backwards. They beat Colorado State, and they beat – who did they beat? Oh, Wyoming. Wyoming minus Larry Nance Jr., who's still out with the – if you want to call it the kissing disease mono. That's what people call it these days. But he's out for a couple more weeks here. Well, that was probably last week. He should be back February 25th, but – what it comes down to now is kind of seeding, because we got a handful of games left. And as of right now, like I said, San Diego State seems to be playing the best. Boise State's playing pretty well also. But again, them losing, I don't get how Air Force is beating these teams. Air Force beats, who did they beat? New Mexico, who, well, they're not doing that great this year, but they also beat Boise State the other day. They've beaten Wyoming again without Larry Nance Jr. there. So we'll see how that goes here. We're still attempting to get Matt here, so we'll see if my email correspondence is the best. Maybe I'll just give him the phone number really quick to dial in. And I could have everybody dial in who wants to, but probably not the best idea, just because we're back using Blog Talk Radio as our main function here. But we'll get him on in a second. But as I was saying, you got San Diego State. Wyoming's still in good position. They're sitting at 20-4. We'll kind of start with the Cowboys. I did get a nice email question about, why don't you talk about every team? Well, we could, but it's not football. Football, we have we have a preview show and a recap show. We're not doing two shows for basketball every week just because games are different days. By the time people listen, football is more everlasting when we do a recap on Sunday. You have a couple days to listen to. Same with our Wednesday preview. So we couldn't discuss every team, even though they did make a good point. San Jose State is a terrible team, yet they're interesting because they're, well, I guess interesting in a bad way. 2-22, haven't won in league play. They have, what, 3 football players on their roster playing basketball? Yeah, that's about as interesting we'll get with them. Yeah, we just don't have time to talk about everybody. Nevada's doing okay. Air Force is surprising for, who they've beaten. They've beaten Boise somehow. I don't know how Boise's wanted to win eight in a row. We need a team to solidify itself within the conference to say who's going to be, like, the secure at Mount the conference tournament or NCAA tournament teams. Right now, it's San Diego State, and Boise's probably there.
I wish I had my schedule in front of me. I didn't have who Boise State lost to, apparently. I know everybody's probably yelling at me. Hey! Oh, Fresno State. That's who it was. Fresno State. I'm just thinking of Air Force because they're popping in and beating certain teams every now and then. They shouldn't have. But they beat UNLV, who's a weird team. As of right now, here's what definitively we could say looking forward. We'll get to some games in a minute here, but clearly, Spartans, they're not even eligible, so they're out. Nevada's not going anywhere. Air Force, UNLV, New Mexico, Fresno State, who does have a 7-5 conference record with wins over San Diego State and Boise, but they're 11-13 overall. So they're not going to any sort of a NCAA tournament. Utah State's not. We got 4 teams that have a shot. Colorado State, Boise State, and Wyoming, San Diego State. Right now, if you look at most projections, you got San Diego State.
Boise State probably is pretty close. They're the next in line. The Wyoming's either like one of the next, like basically one of the next 10 teams out. So they're like, what, team number 80? Their non-conference schedule didn't help them out. And not having Larry Nance Jr. clearly doesn't help either. Yeah, their schedule the rest of the way will be okay. And Air Force loss kind of hurts, but Boise, as for them, they have just 18 wins. And they do have a tougher out-of-league schedule play. Like right now, their RPI is 43, Aztecs are 20. I'm looking at CBS, where they have the RPI listed, so it might vary from publication. At Wyoming, 78, and then Colorado State is in good 26. I'm still confident 3 teams will get in. And say, I think as of right now, I think we could safely say San Diego State's in regardless if they don't win, even if they don't win the Mountain West Conference tournament. Let's see if we can update here for Matt. Let's see what he's doing. He's not letting me Skype in. Great. Okay. We will bring him on momentarily here. That's why we go live here. We don't want to mess. Well, I could say we messed anything up, but let's check our messages here because it's better when it's a 2-person show, and it's clearly that instead. Better. It's better 2 people than me rambling, especially when I'm attempting to dial him in and bring him on the show. All right, let's see if he'll be on momentarily here. Okay, but back to what I was getting at for the NCAA tournament. Aztecs are in it, even if they don't win the conference tournament, in my opinion. And that's it. Colorado State's 21-5. They're putting up wins. Wyoming, they have to have Larry Nance back or at least weather the storm. And like we discussed last week about who their schedule was and who they're playing the rest of the way. Because if you look at the Aztecs, Wyoming here, I have the Aztecs logo staring me in the face. They go, here's who they have the rest of the way, and I think they could win the rest of them. They go to Nevada, which Nevada can be tricky. They host Fresno, which Fresno is not good away from home. At UNLV is a toss-up. Utah State at home. They host Utah State, not New Mexico. And New Mexico is shown to not be very good at home this year, or as good as they normally are. And so I can see them, if Larry Nance is out for Nevada and Fresno, but he's back for UNLV, Utah State, and New Mexico, they could win. They can go 5-0, and that would put them at, 26 wins? And bam, they are RPI's improved just because of wins, but I wouldn't say that would guarantee them. That would give them at 26-6, and I wouldn't guarantee them anything there. And now, hey, is it working now? Let's see if we can bring on our next person here as my computer loads slowly to bring you on. Do we have a connection?
If you hear me, we do.
We do. Hey, that's excellent.
Hey. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. But when I pressed the Skype button, it said, okay, we're going to pause the broadcast so, you know, you don't have the sounds interfering. And I'm like, great, thanks. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio. And then I click the Skype button again, ready to go. And then it pops up for a second, and then it says the same exact message, even though the broadcast has stopped. So I'll have to figure that out. But until then, hopefully the grainy voice over the phone will do.
We got you. It is odd. I know there's a delay, so I was wondering, maybe just open up Google Talk and dial in the number that way, but we'll be good. We got you here. And you're more the basketball person than me, so I definitely need you here to help me out a bit.
Sure, man.
Now, we're good. I was kind of getting to Wyoming's situation a bit. We're just kind of we haven't gotten to any games yet, so I want to get your thoughts on with Aztecs playing pretty well. But basically, I was getting to Wyoming. We kind of touched, if I could talk, on this last week. They could probably go undefeated the rest of the way, but then they lost this weekend. They lost last week. They lost one game. And then, oh, man, I don't know. They lost your Aztecs pretty bad, and that was expected.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 26 okay. points, something like that?
Wyoming, it was 26 points. You got it.
Bam. So they lose that game, which we're fine with, as I'm sure you're ecstatic about because your Aztecs are a lock, right?
yeah, I mean, for the NCAA tournament, for sure. I think the win against Colorado State sort of solidified them as a lock for the tourney because they bumped all the way up to 20 in RPI.
They did, yeah.
Because Larry Nance is probably out until the Nevada game.
The prognosis was until around the 25th, right?
Yeah, and that's when they expected to host Fresno, and he could sit versus Fresno because you're terrible away from Save Mart there.
Yeah, so they might wait until they go to UNLV February 28th. At Nevada is
iffy.
As we saw New Mexico, yeah, it's iffy, especially without Larry Nance. I know they beat San Jose State by 17, but they only beat San Jose State by 17. So
the football team who's sitting out there have to be
Exactly. So the Nevada game is very losable for Wyoming without Nance. I think the one at home against Fresno, they should be fine.
Yeah, I could see the morning out, but it's still Nevada's kind of iffy. So let's kind of get to a few games. Start with your Aztecs. We know they beat Wyoming, and that was expected just because we already said it, Larry Nance was there. But beating Colorado State, who they're sitting there, 21-5 right now, they're probably them and Boise are right there for the second best team. Mm-hmm. And that was, they just win. It's a top 30 win. The Mountain West hasn't had many great wins, except for somehow that UNLV beat Arizona.
Yeah, geez.
But what do you make out of that win versus San Diego State against the Rams?
I make it, but first of all, it was excellent coaching because Colorado State, I believe, made, 12 three-pointers in the first game when they beat San Diego State at Moby Arena, and then they just went 2 of 19 in Viejas, so I give a lot of credit to Brian Dutcher, who's kind of their scout guy, goes over the video, and Steve Fisher. And then I give a whole bunch of credit to Mr. Winston Shepherd, who got a double-double with a dislocated pinky.
Yeah, so is it officially broken, or what's going on with that?
Well, I was on press row for this one, and so I got a really good view of one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. So Winston Shepherd was driving baseline. JJ Avila stood in the way, sort of they bumped into each other, and the ball went out of bounds on Avila. But right after they bumped, it was kind of a hard collision. You saw Winston Shepherd grimace and clench his fist, and then when he unclenched, let's just say his pinky was pointing away that it really shouldn't. And it was very sickening. But so I guess he went back. The trainer popped it back into place, and he wore a cast for the rest of the time. And he wound up with 19 points and 11 boards. He got 10 points and 10 boards with the dislocated pinky.
So is this a shooting hand or non-shooting hand?
Non-shooting hand, which is good news. And he said after the game, I told Coach, it's lucky I don't really drive left anyway. So,
which he never does. That's perfectly fine. I'll just go right. They can't stop me. I've done that before. I dislocated my pinky playing water polo. I never got it fixed, but it didn't bother me too bad. Yeah, so if I point out my pinky, it doesn't go straight, but it doesn't hurt. I'm like, oh, this is fine. Can I throw the ball? Yeah, I can throw it right hand. It's not a big deal. You don't need your pinky too much to throw it. I'm just stopping shots flying at me, but It can be difficult. I've dislocated also my middle finger one time, and that can be painful with the nerve stuff. But you guys, I don't know, dislocated finger. Tough guys. Already wants to prove. That's fine. And they needed him to beat the Rams. And all right, what's your thought? What do you think about the Rams? Because we know they can play. They play well.
I mean,
they've beaten Aztecs. And they're not a lock, but they're also a top 30 RPI team.
Yeah, no, I think Colorado State is still a pretty safe bet. I mean, it's San Diego State. They've won 29 straight home games. They're the only Mountain West team undefeated at home. I mean, good teams lose at Viejas Arena. That just happened. So I wouldn't take too much into consideration for this game as a bad thing for Colorado State, just more a good thing for San Diego State. I think Colorado State is fine. Who are they playing after this? They've got at Fresno State and versus Air Force. That at Fresno State game could be a challenge, but versus Air Force, they're fine. Then they face San Jose State, then at Nevada and at Utah State. So they'll be good. They'll make the tournament, and they'll be a good team in the Mountain West tournament.
So, because right now the Aztecs, they win in their end, essentially. They have for the home number one seed, they're going to likely get that. It's going to come down to, like I said, Rams, and then let's go to Boise State. Air Force is a weird team.
Yeah, man.
They beat Wyoming without Larry Nance, but then they beat Boise, who's won, they're won seven in a row. They're probably playing the best, even right there.
Fresno beat Boise.
Oh, I said that earlier. Excuse me. I did that earlier today. I don't know why I'm thinking Air Force did that. Sorry, I said that twice already. See, that's why I need you here. I don't know why I said it before. I'm like, I know it's not Air Force. Why am I saying Air Force?
No,
they beat UNLV.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
Kind of a shocker, a little bit.
Oh,
but,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I said that earlier today, and I wrote it down in front of me on my email here. I'm like, Fresno, not Air Force. But, okay, but Fresno. They lose to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'm not looking in front of me because I don't want to screw up. Was this a home game for Fresno? Do you have that in front of you? Or was it
It was at the Save Mart Center, so it was a home game for Fresno.
Okay, yeah. More acceptable a little bit. I didn't want to screw up again by just saying it out there because I've done that twice so far. So tally up the error for me going on the show. But losing to Fresno is not good, but losing on the road. They lost. Your Aztecs lost to them at Save Mart.
Exactly, and you know that's what I was going to say is that if SDSU lost there, you know,
Colorado State lost
okay
there.
Colorado State lost there too.
I don't know what to deal with Fresno State, but I think Boise there because if you look at all the projections, they haven't been updated after this Saturday's game, but leading into the weekend, like if you ever go to the Bracket Matrix, which is the best place to go to find this type of stuff. They take, 70 to 80 brackets and average them out. You had just San Diego State and Colorado State and Boise, and Wyoming, where Boise's a bit higher. And I figured they'll be fine. But now, they're going to be in one of the probably first four looking in, or probably whatever they do, the top eight out, however. I think everybody keeps expanding.
Yeah.
So your team's included, so I think your team's there. It's like, also consider, let's have 20 more teams, we're down to 90. Like,
now it's first four teams, then first four out, then first four, like...
buys or next four.
I don't even know. I don't know. It's whatever.
And they look
the
like
one thing, yeah. The one thing about Boise State is that I would say of the contenders, them and San Diego State, but probably more so them than San Diego State, have the toughest remaining schedule. They have to go UNLV on the 18th. Then 6 days after that, they host New Mexico. And then 4 days after that, they have to go to San Diego State. So they've got three losable games.
Do you call it a New Mexico losable game? I think New Mexico is almost a guaranteed game.
About 500 in the conference. They're not.
God, but just from being at San Diego State, I can never... I can never count out New Mexico because they're New Mexico. I just can't count them out.
We shouldn't, but what are they 6-8 in league play, something like that?
Let's see.
I had it in front of me. They're at the
6-7, yeah.
6-7, and I get it. We shouldn't take them out of consideration because it's New Mexico and they have Hugh Greenwood's a pretty
offense should be better, but I get. Point, but they haven't been playing well, so I will lean them. Been playing poorly. It's gonna be Boise will have, and not that Boise. Is that correct? When they play New Mexico? Or is that Wise?
Yeah, they play him at home. They play him at the Taco Bell.
Yeah, they'll be fine winning. New Mexico, Boise State, they're fine. New Mexico, I don't know what to make of them. Like, I get your point. They're there, but because what happened last year a little bit, how well they played at San Diego State, they had that. Maybe they both played well against each other, but New Mexico is a team always, they're going to be there.
I mean, they're always a team that you don't look forward to playing, I feel like.
So if we're to go, like, let's see what we have, like, let's look at a couple games next week. Because they play, stick here, San Diego State plays at Wise Pies on Tuesday. Or the pit,
yes,
whatever you want to call it. So are you nervous about that game?
Yeah, just as somebody who's followed the rivalry. And especially because of that, the pit. I mean, the pit is hard for anybody to win. Let's see how New Mexico has done at the pit this year. Let's see, in conference, beat Fresno, beat Colorado State. They absolutely thrashed Colorado State at the pit. Beat Air Force, beat San Jose State, and then barely lost to Utah State. So they're a great home team. They're an awful road team. And it's just the luck of the draw that in this game, at a very crucial point for the Aztecs, they're playing on the road.
Yeah, losing Utah State's kind of weird, but New Mexico's also lost four in a row, and they've lost five in a row.
I hadn't even seen that until I just looked at their schedule. I thought they had won the game before the Nevada game, but four in a row, geez.
So that's where I'm thinking Aztecs, not that they'll walk in and win, like, even their like all their home wins are pretty convincing. Like outside of losing to Boise, like they're not having any close wins at home outside of the loss to Boise, which it's a loss. But then but when they played San Diego State last time, it was a double digit win for the Aztecs, and I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be the case. Like nervousness aside, their talent Aztecs are much better.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely
victory.
I agree.
Aztecs are gonna win.
You're calling it. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, we got Wyoming, Nevada. The game, whatever. It's just Larry Nance is in there. It's who's going to step up. Is it Adams? Is there going to be some sort of new coaching adjustments on the road? I still want to say Nevada, but I'm not confident in it.
Yeah, the thing is that the matchup in this game would have been AJ West versus Larry Nance. I don't think Cook is quick enough to handle A.J. Cook or A.J. West, excuse me. So I think Wyoming will have to double a lot in the post, and they don't usually have to do that because they have Larry Nance. So I think that's going to throw off their rhythm. If I were a betting man, I would bet for Wyoming, but I think this suddenly became an extremely intriguing game when we found out that Nance would not play.
Yeah, I don't know if they think of Josh. I get it. Josh Adams had a season high, but he played San Jose State.
He played a high school team.
Yeah, pretty much high school team, and so yeah, if that preferred walk-ups maybe. So Nevada is just when they're playing, they're kind of inconsistent as well. They're not a team besides AJ West. They had to big comeback. 15 points or down to New Mexico and came back to win.
Yeah.
So they had that yesterday. So they show flashes of it, but they're in that heap of 5-7 and whatever the record is, 6-8, right there in the middle, 6-7 everybody else. And it's Nevada. They're not known for basketball. Can I just keep saying that? It's that team and shrug my shoulders.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Yeah. I don't know. Nance is a big deal. So with him being out, not just that game. We discussed kind of last time, Mono could knock you out for a month or two. If he comes back, say he misses the next Fresno game as well, is he going to even play much the next four games? Because there was talk when he went to Air Force, he was going to play maybe 20 minutes, but never made the trip.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. When he comes back, his first game back, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be able to play, 35 minutes. They might have to ease him back into it. And that first game back, hypothetically, would be in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, UNLV now doesn't have Rashad Vaughn, so each of them kind of would be without their star.
True.
That Rashad Vaughn thing came out of nowhere.
Yeah, torn meniscus. He might be back for the tournament. Yeah, he's out for almost a month, 3 weeks, so we'll see how that goes. But That could be the equalizer. If it's in Bay and the way UNLV plays, we got Chris Woods, who could go off for 25 points or more pretty much any game. So it's one to watch. It's definitely we'll talk about the next week, but that's probably one of the biggest games that we'll want to talk about next time, just because, hey, what happened to Wyoming, and what's Larry Nance up to? Did he make the trip? Or is he hanging out in the lovely February weather of Laramie instead of whatever in Vegas? 65 degrees. And then Saturday, to be honest, I have not looked at the schedule on Saturday. I was quite busy today. So let's peruse the schedule together. Why don't we?
Let's see what's on Saturday.
There's nothing.
FCSU plays San Jose State. Yeah, no, I don't.
There, Nevada at Boise might be a little bit intriguing, but there's, I would say I would love UNLV New Mexico, but not this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tuesday and Wednesday are the games this week, yeah.
Oh, I skipped today. Hold on. I forgot by mistake. I went to Saturday. Hold on. I skipped from Tuesday to Saturday. Let's go back to Wednesday if my internet browser would work. This is a high-quality show tonight. I apologize, everybody. What do you got on Wednesday? My computer's frozen, but we're still recording, so that's good.
Perfect.
There we go. Wednesday, no, Saturday still. But oh, this is great. Here we go. We'll get there in about 5 seconds with my dial-up here. Jeez. I should have wrote the schedule down, but I did not. Loading. Here we go. I shouldn't have looked at Wednesday because there's nothing important either Wednesday too much. There's a little bit. I guess Colorado State at Fresno, which we touched on a second ago, could be tricky because it's at Fresno.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Even for seeding-wise, like in the tournament, nothing stands out of being an exciting game at this point in the year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's the best games are, I would say, SCSU at UNM and then Nevada. In Wyoming. Those are the two to look forward to.
Yeah, check for those on Tuesday. This is the week, if you're the favorite team, to get something right and get a victory. Because if you're not San Diego State, and you're not Wyoming, and you're not Colorado State or Boise State, they should be winning this week. If for the other teams, fight for that NIT or CBI or CIT, whatever, .com tournament at the end of the season. Or if you're San Jose State, can you get a conference victory? Come on. Get one. Give your coach one.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're,
it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not
going
to happen.
No, not this week. No, they're playing San Diego State. I'm sorry. Not going to happen. So, are we
two teams for the Mountain West in the NCAA tournament?
I'm sorry. I couldn't quite hear that last part.
You sticking to just a pair of teams from the league for the NCAAs, like last week?
Last week I thought there would be three because I thought Colorado State would make it and San Diego State would make it, and then Boise State would win the Mountain West tournament, thus giving three.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to go with that just because I don't want to put too much into 1 week for San Diego State and 1 week for Boise State. I still think Boise is going to be a huge threat in the tournament, but I'm less convinced that there will be three. How about that? I'm less convinced.
I'm going to say that makes sense. I'm saying, cause I kind of wanted to say four. I think I did last
time. Unless it's it's not going to be four. It's going to take some kind of weird scenario to get four teams. Like whoever finishes, it'd have to probably be Boise winning the tournament because they're at 18 wins.
Right.
They're making a fight. Because I think they're fairly safe, but they have 18 wins right now, and that's not, everybody else has over 20. So it would take maybe them or probably Wyoming winning the tournament and playing like Boise in the finals. And if we assume Aztecs and Rams are good to go, that might be the only way. But I'm iffy on three right now, though. I'm iffy on three. I'm going two for guaranteed. I'll put anything up for two, which we all should. But three, not as confident. I kind of thought there could be four last week.
Exactly, right? Man. Exactly.
Just because I know we don't want to take 1 week, but Boise State losing doesn't help. And then without Larry Nance, there's still tons of questions. And they take an injury into consideration. This is the end of the year when the NCAA goes, what's your last 10? What'd you do? Well, you didn't and you lost against Team X, Y, and Z? Okay, then.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, they went when Nance tore his ACL, they went 1-6 last year. And basically the same time almost. They went, I think they beat Nevada, if I want to say, but they lost every game last year, And I think they went to this play. They played Texas A&M at some postseason tournament loss. So if it's like last year, they're out.
Right.
So the other thing we discussed, we wanted to discuss the Shark, Tarkanian, about what he did for basketball a little bit since he's no longer with us.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, to be quite honest, I don't know a whole lot about what he did, but we asked Fisher after the game against Wyoming to sort of talk about what Tark did. And he got emotional. Steve Fisher and Tark were close. Tark had a house in Pacific Beach in San Diego, and they had been friends ever since Steve Fisher was an assistant at Michigan. And Steve was just saying it's really a lot of people don't think of just how much Tarkanian did for the kids, did for the game. I mean, he sued the NCAA and won. That's, you know, unheard of nowadays.
And he got a public apology from the NCAA as well.
Right, and that a lot of what Tark was advocating when he was coaching, you see happening now. So, I mean, he was amazing for the game of basketball, obviously amazing for the teams he coached for. And that was just a rough week for college basketball, losing the Dean and Tark.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. One thing I would recommend doing, I finally got on to watching this about a year ago. If you have HBO, you can hop on to HBO Go or On Demand and download the Running Rebels. They did, I think it was an hour or hour and a half documentary. That's what you want to watch. Not to say there weren't issues with him there, because there's that famous photo of the players in the hot tub with the guy who fixes games. So there were.
Yeah.
It wasn't all nice and clean what he did, but he took chances on players nobody else would. And outside of the, I should remember his name, one guy who got busted for drugs, I forget whoever it was, but reasonably good player. There's so a lot of names, but like, oh, your grades are questionable, bring you in. We want to support for the players, which we're finally getting now more than just, oh, you have a scholarship. You're going to get a couple bucks. You can get food whenever you want. And he basically made UNLV nothing to something amazing. I watched, like, our guy Tyler wrote up, did a write-up about the, and also a great thing by Peter, it's kind of about Tark in general, but he did a write-up of kind of about that thrashing over Duke in the title game, beating them by 30 points. That's unheard of. You beat who cares if it's Mike Krzyzewski or not, but you're beating Duke by 30 points from a team from the Big West who doesn't have football. You know what I mean? It's like it's a conference that was outside of them, and that was before they moved to the WAC, and they crushed them. And look at that team. Stacey Ogman, Larry Johnson, you had even Coach Rice right now. Who else they have on there? Multiple number one first-round picks. The only thing, like, there's also one story I read that was kind of funny. I don't know if you ever go to Yahoo and read The Dagger, Jeff Passan, who writes for Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, man.
Did you see about that?
No, I read The Dagger, though. I haven't seen the most recent one.
It was during the other day. I'm like, who's this guy? I'm like, oh, it's Jeff Passan, because it's usually Eisenberg who writes everything over there. But I'm like, oh, okay, I read that. He covered Fresno basketball his first job out of college. And when he met Fresno State, he didn't do all that much there. He was there for a little bit. He did okay. But it wasn't like at UNLV, just because, heck, man, he's national title and all that sort of stuff. But he goes up the pass, and he's like, hey, watch halftime. And he's like, well, he's thinking to himself, I'm watching halftime anyways, just because they're honoring Tarkanian. And he throws the biggest middle finger at Fresno State, because they basically wanted to use him to get money, because I guess there's an Armenian, what's the right word for it? What am I trying to say here? A lot of our Armenian community, there we go, that's what I'm looking for. And Tarkanian's last name, all that, he's connected to those people. And at halftime, he goes, thanks to UNL, and stop, just because. During halftime, the attention on him is like, screw you, you're not using my name. Or they dared not to name the court after him. He said they named like a bathroom after him, essentially, whatever. I think it's actually some fitness facility there at Fresno, but that was an interesting story about him not caring. all I can remember, because I'm old enough where I kind of remember them when he was at UNLV, like in 90, 91, but I'm like, oh, I kind of remember those guys, but not really. So that's why I watched that HBO documentary. It's a bunch of stuff about it. NCAA spying on him during practices and stuff with cameras, which is totally illegal, which is why he got money from them. But outside of that, it was like, also, Mike Rutherford did a good piece comparing Dean Smith to Tarkanian. It's kind of like Tark was a bad guy and Dean Smith was a good guy. which, well, Tark just ran a crazy offense, kind of like what Rick Pitino did at Kentucky years ago. Fast-paced, run the ball, or kind of like with LMU, with Len Bias, that type of stuff. Just, yeah, we'll score 130 points and try to keep up. So, right, just watch this stuff, and he's been around forever, and that's, I don't know what else to say. I don't know too much about him besides reading up and kind of just knowing stuff over the years, but he finally got in the Hall of Fame because I remember there's one last thing. They're like, quit talking. You won't get in the Hall of Fame. He's like, I don't care. But he still got in once. I think in 2013 he got in. But I don't know where he put him, but he's what? Top. I don't want to do a stupid list, but he's behind, like, right there at Bob Knight, behind John Wooden, Krzyzewski, Dean Smith. He's probably a top 10 all time coach for what he did.
You got to say top 10. Oh, yeah.
At least from where? Even. Had he done his success at a big school, it'd still be great. But doing it at UNLV, they were the show in town. There's nothing there besides Vegas. It kind of there now because they usually do draw pretty well. But anybody who came to town, we're going to watch a basketball game over at Thomas and Mack.
Well, I mean, UNLV fans and the program there owe all their big-time recruiting to Tarkanian and what he created in the 90s because, I mean, don't tell me, you know, the performance of UNLV in the past few years is what's attracting the recruits. It's going to UNLV. It's going to that storied program, that fast-paced, good, fun, historic program. That's why they come. It's not because of Dave Rice. It's not because of the campus. Lord, not because of the campus.
A couple of things you're right. Success, they know it's possible to win there, and that even with, like, Lon Kruger or whoever, they've never been a bad team, and it's all because of Tark. They've had ups and downs,
right,
but that's the reason to go there. It's like, we can do it. We're a big enough program where we can get the wins, and maybe something could happen. And they're looking at this past year, Rashard Vaughn, O'Connell Block. I'll go the nickname route. But those guys, they're getting five-star guys. It does help that Bishop Gorman's a pretty good local program in high school, and their head coach is now an assistant. But still, it all goes back to Tark. There's a reason he would leave a great high school coach, because really, if you're an assistant basketball coach at the NCAA level, it's an okay job. It's not like you're an offensive coordinator or a football DC or something in college. So every year, right, everything successful goes towards that, and whoever's been coaching has been able to maintain success well enough to point back, we're close to maybe doing that again.
Right.
And now they get Dave Rice to do in-game coaching.
Yeah,
because he got the talent. You got to bring do something in game. So that's all I got about Tark. If you have anything to let us know, tell us. I saw that replay for. Also, I love the graphic that he put in. Did you see the graphic from CBS during the pot of the players? Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
1990 TV was great. So that's all I got for tonight. Hopefully, the show rounded out the last half of it. That I improved a little bit and not having internet issues or Blog Talk Radio issues. But do you have anything else to add about this week or any basketball-related topics?
Not really. Just Tuesday and Wednesday, tune in. Saturday, take a day off. You know, check your computer every now and then to see what the scores are.
Good plan. Yeah. Saturday, spend time with the family. Spend time here out in Utah. It's almost 70 degrees somehow, so I don't know.
Nice,
if you have more. There's been no snow, and I'm not from here, and I love it because it's warm. But, yeah, spend time with the family. Catch up on House of Cards is coming out. Watch that. So, check it out. Check us out at MWCConnection.com. And check us next week. And I will see everybody in Vegas with you, correct?
Yes, sir.
We'll be in Vegas in about. Have you got approved yet?
Yeah, we got approved. So we're officially on our way. But we haven't gotten the hotel room yet because we have to get it comped. Through the Daily Aztec, through the paper, so we have to work on that. But we have a press pass, so we'll be at the game. So
I better check my email. I've not got an update, and I added a person today to see if our Tyler can be there. I need to check my email. I'll check that later off air because I should be expecting that because I applied like the next day. Because you get to know as well. So I will, regardless, if I don't get them out, I will be in Vegas anyway, so we'll figure something out to watch the games. But check us out again, MWCConnection.com. Check out the games this week. And we'll be back next Sunday night for another hoop show, and we'll do better next time.
Yeah.